Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. I'm here with Arena, and I'm very excited. Can you tell I'm excited? Can you tell I'm positively turgid?
You are just like...
I'm bursting with excitement because the next time I do Unredacted, we will have President Trump again. Right?
What's that, 3 days?
Two or 3 days. It's in there. I don't know.
A lot can happen.
Did you see that President Human Eggplant announced that the ERA had officially been enacted? Yes. I mean,
it was like quite fun.
You're like, what? A place to announce that this is a thing that exists. And everyone's like, what? It's the retarded females, the harpies.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about them then. Like Kristen Gillibrand, the woman who quelled a million boners. Her thing, and we'll talk about her and Hegseth. Her thing is that, the thing which was passed and sent to the states in 72 with a deadline of 79. See, a deadline didn't count, even though the deadline was extended.
Oh.
And it doesn't count that five of the states actually withdrew their approval later.
Oh, okay.
She's like, that doesn't count. It's like a rat. Yeah. She's like inventing things. She's got this. It's like the one neat trick thing. One neat trick that means you don't have to pay income taxes. Declare yourself a sovereign citizen. All right. This shit, there's no one neat tricks. There are none. Well, I don't need a driver's license because, you know, I saw a guy on the internet and he said you only need a driver's license if you have a team of four or more mature oxen. You know, okay, there are no neat tricks. Her neat trick was, well, I'll just have the National Archivist publish it in the Federal Register, and then it'll become a thing that exists. The Great Becoming. And it's like, are you freaking retarded? I mean, seriously, that's a serious question. Are you retarded?
Yes.
What the fuck are you thinking? Well, see, I've got this plan, and I used to get these sovereigns when I was practicing law, which I no longer do. I mean, I'm still a lawyer. I gave legal advice to someone today.
Oh.
Yes. You remember how I used to tell you 90% of my job is going, no, your proposed lawsuit is terrible, and you will lose. Don't file a lawsuit. That's 90% of my job as a lawyer.
Yes.
I did that again today. But anyway, I'm not practicing regular law. Okay. I'm not a partner. I am of counsel and I don't have day to day cases. I don't have any cases at the moment. For the first time in 30 years, I have no cases.
Congratulations.
Yes. And it looks like that big one. Don't mention what it was. The big one that involved the death. All the pieces have come together and the settlement I made is finally being done.
Oh, good.
Got copied on email on that. So that's good. So that's kind of like the last thing, even though I'm not really handling that anymore. So the thing is, I would get these people, occasionally they would sue the companies I represent, because I represent a lot of companies. And it would be somebody going, I am putting a lien on your building because of the punitive damages that you're giving to me. For the emotional distress from charging me money to buy pork chops. And you're like, haha, Kurt, that's so silly. No, that's literally the kind of shit I would hear. Okay? There are a lot of retarded people out there.
A lot of one-neat tricks.
Another were people who thought, you know, I've got an idea. I will buy a car. And then through some magic, I won't have to pay for it, and you'll actually owe me money.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the punitive damages that you're giving to me. And it always ended the same way. You know, you just, the way to deal with those people, first of all, you never take their phone calls. You never talk to them. They call you up and they're, I want to talk to Kurt. No. Well, I want to leave a message. You leave a message. He's not calling you. You give him no attention. And you don't go to the judge. This guy is clearly retarded. I can't believe I'm stuck here. You actually deal with him like law. Well, Your Honor, I filed a demur, and the time for a responsive pleading was 14 days before the hearing. He neglected to file a responsive pleading. Therefore, I believe that whatever he filed late should be stricken. And the judge is like, well, I'm trapped by the rules of procedure. And that's how you wink, wink, nod, nod, get rid of these freaking morons. And Kirsten Gillibrand is one of those morons. What do the Democrats have right now? Because you watch them with the nominees, right? You actually watch the Pete Hedges stuff. I just saw
that one. I did watch.
Like all actual men, I have a real problem with women yelling at me, especially stupid ones. When they get in like bitchy mode.
Oh God! Here go.
It just infuriates me, and I refuse. Because I'll watch these guys get hen, because you don't hen pack. You'll fight, because you're Cuban. You'll fight. But you don't hen pack. You know? And just bitch. And
it was
just bitch
really
it.
Difficult listening to Gillibrand.
It's not only that
you reach.
She screams. It's two things. First of all, substantively, she's freaking retarded. And I love that I can bring retarded back.
You're really working.
I'm working retarded.
You're really working hard.
We're going to work retarded.
Good job.
But
you have to have goals.
But she's also uniquely irritating in a female way. Now, girl bosses like Jill, girls can do it. Girls are great. Girls are special. Well, see, there's a flip side to that coin, right? If girls can be great because of female things, right? Uniquely great. They can also be uniquely freaking irritating. And bitchy women are irritating in a way that straight men aren't. Now, I guess you could be a bitchy gay man or a bitchy femboy. And Adam Schiff's kind of a bitchy femboy.
I mean, men have their weird.
Men are assholes.
Ways.
That's a different. Oh, look, somebody painted resist on. Somebody actually took the time to paint resist on his wall. Man, this inauguration is going to be great. But it's really driving the Democrats crazy because she gets out there and she and Tammy Duckworth, who's like, well, you know, I got my legs blown off in Iraq, so you can't say anything to me. And all the military guys are like, well, I'm saying something. You know, I don't give, you know, if you want, here's the problem with Tammy Duckworth. If you start using your service as a weapon, people will stop deferring to it. After a while, everyone's like, okay, you're still a fucking dumbass. All right. And, you know, you can't, you don't get to shut me up because you got a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
I wash trucks. I didn't do shit. You're no better than I am. Okay. Because you got wounded. All right. If you shut up about it, you'll get respect. If you start going, give me the respect that you're owing me, you get nothing. You get poo. So, and then there's fucking Maisie Hirono. And what was that? What was that thing she was doing? Do you wish to impregnate a retarded, obese Hawaiian woman? And she's like, reading this, I'm like...
Did she sound drunk? And I just...
Well, she always sounds drunk because she's retarded. But I mean, she's doing it, and I'm like, is there like... Does somebody think this is a cunning plan?
I don't know.
And Hegseth's sitting there going, no.
I just thought, how less Hegseth, man, because he sat there.
Yeah, I know, he just sat there. Well, they really did it well because what they were trying to do is get him mad... So that Murkowski and Susan Collins could say, well, I don't believe they have the temperament.
Yeah.
And Murkowski is the Antichrist. She's just terrible. Susan Collins, I like Susan Collins. I don't like that she's a soft Republican, but...
You respect her.
I respect her because she's never pretended to be anything but a main Republican. And she's not like, well, I'm MAGA at home, and then I'm, you know, I'm soft here. She's like, I'm soft at home and I'm soft here. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do what I think is best for me. And, you know, okay.
Respectful.
Yeah, I don't hate her. I mean, I would never want her in any position of authority where, you know, she had control of conservative stuff. But I don't think she's horrible. I think Murkowski is a fucking weasel. But.
All right.
But anyway, I think they were trying to get her, and it just didn't work. All of them were like.
He was unflappable. I thought he did a really good job.
Oh, no, can't sit there. Yeah, he did not flap at all.
He was good.
He was flap free.
Flap free.
Flap free. Oh, really, ooh, we got to go look at those things. Those look pretty. Oh, this guy took my parking space. You penis.
Oh, my.
Oh, this guy's coming out.
Hope your kids aren't listening.
Yeah, somebody. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to Kirk.
with my 5-year-old in the car. Daddy, what's a fucking retard? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's literally something that my kids asked. I can park here. Anyway, so we are, I'm just dealing with, you know, idiots. We stopped in beautiful Manhattan Beach. Manhattan Beach is, we're far from the fires. We actually looked up from the pier at the fires, and there's nothing there. It looks very calm and peaceful. But Manhattan Beach, like Pacific Palisades, is very much like Pacific Palisades. In fact, our property values Friday go up like 25% because they destroyed 10,000 nice homes. And there aren't that many nice homes in L.A. because it's a feudal, you know, it's like in a feudal kingdom. There's like one castle and like 1,000 hovels. So anyway, we're in Manhattan Beach. Here's the psychosis. We're talking to a very nice lady. And her sons were firefighters. And, you know, they can't afford to live here.
Right.
And they were talking about how it was a complete dick dance. It was a total fiasco. And she's like, I was like, I didn't vote for him. She's like, well, you know, I voted for Gavin Newsom once. I was like, everybody makes mistakes. And she was like, I don't know who I voted for the second time. Maybe I wrote in Liz Cheney. And I'm like, this is your problem. This is why you fail. This is why your cities burn. The proper response to the failures of Los Angeles and the Democrats who run it is to find the most conservative knuckle-dragging Neanderthal, a guy who makes Trump look like Felix Unger. Nice callback, huh? Felix Unger. And
the odd couple,
the odd, yeah, not Oscar Madison, Felix Unger. You're not going to get anywhere voting for Liz freaking Cheney, who also isn't running for governor. Okay, we're gonna leave that aside.
I know, and
she's such a nice lady.
I know, but
she's like completely lost.
Really,
she just doesn't get it.
We walked out, and I just said things are not going to change here. You're just not.
You know, I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to, you know, he'll keep me from hurting babies. If I vote for him, it'll be a lot harder to hurt babies, and I don't want that. But I guess I have to have my house burned down. I'm sure it's the fault of the Christian nationalists and the Republicans and, you know, white males who are, you know, not gay. And maybe some gay ones who are white males, them too. I just, you know, I'm just so tired of this. Look, I cannot care about you more than you care about yourself. I know somebody was like, Kurt, you care about the Palestinians. You're correct. It's not my job. You know whose job it is to care about Palestinian children? Palestinians. Well, Israel says, I don't care. It's not my problem. I find it bizarre these people expect me to expand my caring bandwidth to encompass their personal, you know, peccadilloes and obsessions. Why don't you care more about the people of Sudan? Well, because I'm not a people of Sudan. you know, it's not possible to go full throttle caring about every alleged injustice in the world. And what's happening to Palestinians is not an injustice. It's just a justice. There's no in about it. Somebody online was like, Chris can't go and say FAFO about the Palestinian women and children. Yes!
Well, the Palestinian... Yes! Suz?
Yes! Yes, I think it's an important lesson that people need to learn. If you F around, you will find out. That's a great lesson. They should be thanking me, going, thank you, Kurt. We hadn't put that shit together. You know, we're sitting there, we decide, okay, let's go on a mass rape, murder, and kidnapping spree. All right? Because we don't like the Jews. Let's go on that. And then all of a sudden, all the fucking buildings are rubble. And I'm living in a cave. I'm eating rats. Actually, there are a lot of fat Palestinians still. If friggin' Kurt in charge, you think they'd be getting one freaking morsel? I'd be like, you need each other. Freaking surrender or die. I don't care. Surrender or die. That's your choice. But, you know, again, FAFO. There is a causal connection between you being uncivilized 7th century barbarians and you getting the shit kicked out of you. And I want to emphasize this connection. I am glad your entire garbage region has been leveled. I prefer it. People are like, oh, well, you know, we need peace. No, no, we need more war. I saw a picture. There was a building standing. The job's not done. There's more to do. As long as there's ass, it needs to be kicked. These people. But Monday. Oh, it's my manic Monday. That's my fun day. For Donald Trump, it's my I don't have to run again day. Get it?
Very clever.
If Trump was if politicians were the Bengals, Trump would be Susanna Hoffs. Discuss. Who we saw.
Oh, yeah, that's right. USC.
We saw at USC.
Yeah.
It's looking good. She's older than I am.
She is looking very good. Cute.
Very still perky.
Yep.
I think she's 93.
She must be.
She's 93. Cute. She's gonna star with Billy Bob Thornton. By the way, we started watching Landman. Holy shit. And I had a great tweet. It's 20% Billy Bob Thornton awesome. 10% Femboy and Salt of the Earth Campesino cringe. 20% Girl Boss Child Lawyer cringe, and 50% Texas Bimbo cringe. But it's still better than almost anything out there.
Yeah.
That's how bad everything else is. But I you know, they depict the one girl as 17. She's played like a 30-year-old. And let's just say they make her a sex object, and it's very creepy.
Over and over.
It is very creepy. I think they're trying to do it to screw with us. I think it's satire.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's satire. It's very cringy.
S-A-T-Y-R. Satire. There we go. Boom. Stop. Okay. Just stop.
Yeah, stop anywhere?
No.
No.
But Billy Bob Thornton's at least pseudo-conservative in the show.
Yeah, kind of.
Tells off liberal girl boss every episode. Oh, my God. If you're like a lawyer, this is the worst show, other than Goliath, which is the other show with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it. And then this, I couldn't watch it. She's sitting there, you know, we need to settle these claims by the dead employers. I'm letting her workers' compensation exclusivity. For those of you who don't know, in states where you have workers' compensation exclusivity, workers' compensation is the sole remedy for on the job against an employer for on the job accidents, including from negligence. So you can't say if a forklift backs over you, can't sue them, can't sue your employer. Workers' comp is your sole remedy. Yeah, workers' comp. And there's a table of what you get for what if you die. I forget what it is. It's like $300,000-$400,000. That's it. You're done. Now, if somebody else's drive, it's not your employer or an employee of your employer or somebody related to the employer, because there's a whole area of law about who's an employer and who isn't, then you can sue them. And a death is, you know, a 7 or 8 figure case. But anyway, I'm sitting there going, workers' comp exclusivity! And Aria's like, what are you talking about? Shut up, I'm trying to watch The Naked Girl.
Oh,
and then the fourth-year lawyer decides to go on this obscenity-laden tirade against, like, and these are Texas litigators, right? Male Texas litigators with a lot of experience, and she, like, completely yells at, and they just sit there, like, hang their heads, and at the end they say, and you will settle my case, and here's how much it'll be, you write up the settlement agreement, I'm leaving. And I'm like, how do you think it would go if a fourth-year lawyer fucking told me anything? I'm not even a Texas lawyer. As a California lawyer, I'd be like, bitch, you need to shut the fuck. She's like, and I will report you for being sexist. To who? The teacher? Are you going to the manager? You're gonna let the manager know that the other lawyer's been mean to you? Oh my god, it was like, honey, I was like, I couldn't deal.
It was hard to watch.
It's hard to watch, and you're not even a lawyer.
No.
I'm sitting there sputtering and enraged and furious. Dog's like, you're disturbing me.
What's the name? Taylor Sheridan?
Taylor Sheridan.
All his females are just...
they're horrible.
Awful.
But he's what passes for conservative, and you know, you can feel the tide turning. The fact that Lanzmann is out there is the tide turning.
Yeah, I guess.
And maybe throwing in naked chicks is part of it. It's like a throwback to the 80s. Because you remember 80s movies.
Oh, God. Yes.
It was tits and ass, wall to wall. And everybody loved the 80s.
God, these women are so cartoonish.
They were really horrible.
They're awful characters.
They were very annoying.
You know, don't have them at all. I'll watch it.
I wanted to learn about the oil industry. The thing is, none of these...
without these, what? Because the little side stories are stupid.
None of these shows are about the show.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like The Godfather. Yeah, you had some other side thing, but it was all about being in the mafia. And at the end, you felt like, yeah, I could be in the mafia, because now I kind of understand how this shit works.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this, I'm going, I'd like to learn more about the oil industry, because it seems fascinating. But instead, you know, whore and whore mom go to the country club.
And whore it up.
I'm like, and then I spent like 20 minutes on them, and they're like ordering tequila at the country club.
Margaritas, please.
And now they're saying,
I'm supposed to cut you off. No, you're not.
I'm not going. What am I? Oh, I won't understand about fracking.
And here's my butt. Look at it. It's just, yeah.
It's burnt. I've never.
It's an amazing butt, but really, I just over. It's a little overexposed. Just a little.
The fuck? It should be called Ass Man. Anyway, I'm very excited about Trump, and I think, I think Landman and all this stuff we've talked about are symptoms of what, America's back. Trump is back, and there's a new sheriff in town, and he's not senile. And he's not, I declare the 68th Amendment. It makes Godzilla the emblem of the United States. Did anyone see my shoe? And someone, stop that squirrel. He keeps looking at me. Anyway, Go follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Town Hall Columns, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Get the attack. Get the attack before the attack happens. Because, you know, it may, even under Trump, because there are a lot of freaking losers in our intelligence community. And thank you for being a VIP member. And next time we talk, we'll have President Trump 2.0 going.
Amazing.
The full Grover Cleveland. Outie here. Bye-bye.